Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Wharton Executive Essentials. Global Brand Power. Leveraging Branding for Long-Term Growth by Barbara E. Kahn. Introduction. Brands today must be global. They must offer value across different countries and diverse cultures. That is, they must be porous enough to allow for reasonable brand and product line extensions, broad enough to change with dynamic market conditions, consistent enough so that consumers who travel physically or virtually won't be confused, and precise enough to provide clear differentiation from the competition. In this age of total transparency, one slip-up can go around the world via social media instantaneously. A strong global brand must express the same core meanings regardless of the market it is in. If those core meanings are not stable across markets, the authenticity of the brand is threatened. Consumers who travel virtually or physically will be confused, and the brand will lose its power. If a brand is inconsistent in its central values, consumers will surely point out the discrepancies, and if they start doing this, the bottom line will suffer. But brands and products are not the same thing. While brands must be global, products introduced to new markets should be implemented with a clear understanding of the local culture and conventions, and advertised, distributed, and priced with local market conditions in mind. The distinction between brands and products became clear in 1985. Brands had existed before then, of course, but neither customers nor marketing managers genuinely understood their true power or realized that they had a life of their own independent from the product's attributes. Almost without exception, pre-1985 brands were product-focused. Think Coca-Cola, Gillette, Nabisco, Campbell, Lipton, Goodyear, and Kellogg. Each one of these was, and still is, a very, very strong brand, but each one also, at least initially, was identified with specific product attributes which limited growth potential and global credibility. Other very strong brands that were developed before 1985, such as Oldsmobile and Kodak, became so closely associated with specific product characteristics.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?